woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
You're awake, we're awake, we're all here. Together. And that means that we need to get through this together. Whether we're going to be locked down for a couple more weeks starting Monday or not, we're all here. Okay? Us and you.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Damn it. Now, it's minus 8 right now. It's going to be minus 3, they think, by later today. But this is my favorite. Between 2 and 20 centimeters of snow by Friday morning.
Holy cow.
Between 2 and 20. That's sort of like how my math answers went. It's probably within this range, which is why I failed and failed.
And they would say, can you show your work? And you would say, no.
Don't you worry, though. I'll keep you updated with my weather updates twice an hour.
Which you're definitely coming up with on your own.
TJ,
what's on your mind?
You know, I want to give a special shout-out to survivalist and TV personality Bear Grylls, who understands that it's a tough time to live right now.
Stop
and what
it.
Do we need? Another choose-your-own-adventure series on Netflix.
Oh, that's cool.
Where we send him into the wild again, and we get to choose his own adventure. This time, it's called Animals on the Loose, You vs. Wild.
Enough.
I'm assuming there's animals involved.
Oh, my God.
Jax, what about you?
Well, the day has finally come, gentlemen. Shawn Mendes cut his hair off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a sad day. Yesterday,
how short?
It's like just above his ears a little bit. Like, it's dreamy as hell, of course. But he shared a photo on his Instagram. He said, I cut my long hair. And, I mean, he's still hot. But I miss the long hair. I do.
Producer Jesse?
Yesterday, a man made news in Toronto because he's a pilot. And he took his girlfriend up for a flight around the city. And the flight path he took was in the shape of a heart.
Cute.
And everybody's like, oh, my God, this is so cute, blah, blah, blah. But they don't know that the true harbor of love, the person who did this first was Jax, who once took a love trip around the city.
Stop it.
You did?
Sorry?
You took a love trip?
What?
Why are you doing this to me?
Oh, okay, no music for this. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is all you, baby.
For my ex-girlfriend's birthday, Jesse, I found a deal on Groupon to take a small plane around the harbor.
Yeah.
And it was so cloudy, we couldn't see much. But it was so nice.
Yeah.
Mm. What's your current girlfriend doing?
How many planes have you taken her in?
It was a hot deal. What, Jesse?
Even their hop on Groupon. Find something for Michelle.
Wow. Did yours even, did it even fly in a heart shape?
What's that?
Did it even fly?
No, it just, went to the bluffs and back.
Yeah, more of an oval.
It went the wrong way.
Yeah,
I want to see the downtown. Yeah. I grew up on the bluffs. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's a big hill. Who cares?
You couldn't see much. It was a fog. But we had a glass of champagne.
In the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cute.
Now we're on.
I bet because it was an airplane, it was $18.
Oh, yeah.
Here, we'll give you a tuna sandwich. That'll be another $18. Was it fun? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
It was a nice time,
I love
boys.
It's happening.
Did you call her? Did you call her back?
What's that?
Have you called her lately?
I've got to go. Okay?
Post Malone, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm going to try a title, a name on you, see if you like it, all right?
Yeah.
President Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I hate it. How do you hate The Rock? He's in every show ever.
New sitcom Young Rock is out. And I guess he was doing some interviews about it. And basically somebody asked him, do you think you'd ever run for president? Yeah. And he said, I would consider a presidential run in the future if that's what the people wanted. He went on and he said, I truly mean that. I'm not flipping in any way with my answer. That would be up to the people. So I would wait and I would listen. And I would have my finger on the pulse and my ear to the ground. He's talked about this before, by the way. He's ready.
I just don't. He's so good. I don't want him to be tarnished. And I feel like this isn't the right way for him to go.
No one leaves politics better than they started.
No,
that's true.
I want to protect him, you know?
Also, when you get into politics, people start digging things up on you. I don't want to find reasons to not like The Rock.
I bet there's nothing.
Cancel The Rock.
I bet there's nothing.
No.
He's perfect.
In January, he was named the most likable person in the world.
He's incredible.
Actually.
Yeah.
So,
the whole, I'm going to wait and see what the people want. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know what they want.
Well, then,
just
so
don't
then,
do it.
So then what, like, the thing that happens next for me is, like, I mean, he makes so much money,
yeah.
right? He doesn't need to ever work
consistently
again.
The highest grossing actor.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes I look at people and I go, don't you think that you're better served not being the present?
Right,
meaning,
yeah.
Like, you're more valuable to us as not the present.
Yeah.
There's some people that are like, I just feel like you could do so much more than just that office. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know it's the most powerful person in the world or whatever,
don't do
but...
it. It's a mess. Let it be.
Yeah.
You know what? Just because I like chaos theory.
No.
I want them to do it.
No.
I'm in.
Here's what I want. I want politics to be boring again. Can you make it boring?
Yes, yes.
Just where it's just boring.
Are you kidding me? I'd like to see him like arm wrestle people.
Oh my God.
In the Senate. That'd be awesome.
Just intimidate people to voting his way.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, Emma Stone is going to be Cruella De Vil, but young Cruella De Vil.
Cool.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, honestly, like, when you look at any movie, the villain is always the more interesting character, right? It's like Darth Vader in Star Wars is always more interesting than Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, iceberg in Titanic.
Yeah, there you go. Way more interesting than the boat.
What a phenomenon.
Now, one thing that I got to say that when you're playing Cruella De Vil is you got to nail the laugh.
Yes.
And in the first, like, 15 seconds of the new trailer, I'm Cruella, with Emma Stone, I want you to hear how she does it, and then I'm going to play, remember in the 90s, the 90s version with Glenn Close, who was so good?
I love Glenn Close.
Let's have a listen to Emma Stone's version.
From the very beginning, I realized I saw the world differently than everyone else. That didn't sit well with some people. But I wasn't for everyone. Scared that I'd be a psycho.
What do we think? Not
bad. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, pretty good?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's perfect.
So Glenn Close does it too.
Oh. Okay, good.
Now this is Glenn Close doing it on from the Jonathan Ross show. Have a listen. She really gets the kind of guttural.
She has more years on her, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a little raspier, it's a little deeper. Yeah.
But they both have raspy voices.
They do.
Right?
I was nervous because I love the 90s version. And I love Glenn Close, and I was a little bit nervous about this trailer coming out. And I was actually quite surprised. It looks really, really good. They're doing a great job of it. So I mean, it's not as deep and like the throaty, but it's still good. I thought it was just gonna be like light and bright, and I was like, don't do this.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Who asked for this movie?
I don't think anybody did.
Who sat back and said, you know,
question.
The puppies are cute, but I really want the origin story behind Cruella De Vil.
Here's like, what I think
cool
happened.
Though, like, who asked?
I think Disney was like, okay, so DC's got the Joker.
Yeah.
We need our version of the Joker.
Yeah.
And who did they come up with? Cruella De Vil. So I think it's Disney's The Joker, basically.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally okay with.
But at least they got Emma Stone.
Oh, no, it's going to be great. This is going to be a great movie.
Yeah,
it's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Apparently, there is a list of things that you can tell on a man that determine whether or not he's good in bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh?
I'm not sure how...
Uh-oh.
how good this study is. I'm not really sure, but we're going to find out. So, Jax, you have all the features that men need to have.
I know
on the
men.
Whole,
let me tell you.
Yeah.
To be good in bed.
Yeah.
And TJ and I are going to sit back and discuss whether we have them or not.
Yeah. So onby.com did the survey. 4,500 women said that these are the attributes
that
they've had
too.
The best
so
sex
you
with.
So you have it. That
you
means
have
you're good
it.
In bed.
You're good in bed.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen.
All
you ready?
Right. Yep.
Beards.
Jeez.
What's the next one?
Yeah, right.
Adam's got a little.
You got
no,
some
that's
scruff.
Double, but that's
no.
Not a beard.
You got a beard.
No. A beard is a beard. Like it's like Santa Claus. This is
this is a real beard.
This is I'm too lazy to shave right now.
Oh, yeah, not that weird goatee that comes in every 4 months for you. All right, broad shoulders.
Do I have broad shoulders? I don't think so. Uh-huh. I asked my girlfriend Val if I have broad shoulders once, and she went, "Yeah." I think she's being nice.
Jax, do we have broad shoulders? Okay, so that's a no.
Okay.
I'm
just here to give the news, okay?
Okay, all right.
Brown eyes.
No. I get blue eyes.
Okay.
Mine are as close to the ocean as you can get without getting your eyes wet.
Ocean blues. How about this one? Piercings and tattoos.
I got a sleeve tattoo.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sucking at them.
We got one.
Way
we
better at doing it than you are.
I'm team doing good in bed, guys. So I'm happy for you, man. I'm your supportive competitor. Yeah.
And one more surprising one.
Okay.
Small feet.
Okay, I'm a size 10.
I'm a size 10 and a half.
Okay.
So I think we're average.
Terrible lovers, the both of you. Wow. Just terrible. Wow. Terrible lovers.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. The sleeve maybe, but terrible lovers.
Wow. Well, if you... So that means that if you were at a bar and TJ and I were there and you were like, well, you're the last two left, you would have a slightly better time with TJ, but only slightly.
Yeah.
Because of the tattoos.
I would go for neither of you, so I can't speak.
Yeah.
Maybe TJ? Maybe.
I'm dangerous.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This is about to feel very, very strange. Paris Hilton is engaged. Hey, congratulations, Yay. Paris. It's great news. So someone named Carter Riem, an author, entrepreneur, and venture capitalist.
Amazing.
After revealing the love, they got engaged to be married on Instagram, pardon me. They announced this news that he proposed at her 40th birthday celebration.
Sweet Paris.
The big part of this story is that Paris Hilton is 40 years old.
I know.
What a surprise.
She has had an awful time with love and people taking advantage of her. Her latest documentary was so, so good. Highly recommend if you go watch it. So congratulations to her. I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's cool. Bear Grylls is torturing himself for our amusement again in another Netflix You vs. Wild interactive special. So remember a couple years ago when Bandersnatch came out and it was the choose your own adventure and you could pick what you wanted to do and the episode would change like that? Well, a few months later, they did the same thing with Bear Grylls, who's like an outdoor survival specialist, and he would be dropped into a place and then you would help him survive. Well, they're doing it again, except this time it's called Animals on the Loose, You vs. Wild. Which presumably means he's going to kiss a cheetah at some point, and you get to decide how he gets there.
I don't want to watch that. The world's a mess anyways.
Are you kidding me? No. I would watch that. A trailer's out for a new YouTube documentary series with Demi Lovato, in which she reveals she had 3 strokes and a heart attack after her overdose. She revealed that their near-fatal drug overdose was much more serious than fans ever knew, saying that her doctors thought she had 5 to 10 minutes more to live. She's 28. She hopes to set the record straight with this new series, which is out March 23rd. It's called Demi Lovato Dancing with the Devil. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Addiction is a tough disease.
Yeah.
It's important that she talks about this because there's going to be lots of people who privately are going through this who are embarrassed by it. I'm glad she's coming out with it. That's really, really great.
A lot of guilt and shame surrounding that, so I'm glad that she's being open.
Totally.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So let's talk to Bobby, who met somebody named Jody. And I think that their name's kind of Bobby and Jody. Like, I feel
it
like
works.
I'm like going over to their
90s.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like it.
100%. Now, you guys, Bobby, matched on Bumble, correct?
Yeah. It was a bit after New Year's, and we were talking casually for a couple weeks. And then, I guess, late January-ish is when we started really kind of talking a whole bunch more, you know, pretty consistently.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Well, I mean, okay, so our first, like, official, it's hard to, like, date right now, and our first, like, official date was a FaceTime call. It was the second FaceTime call that we had, and we, like, planned to sit down on a Friday, order food, you know, separately, and I lit a little candle, so, I mean, it was supposed to be pretty cute, and overall, I think it went well, but honestly, I'm almost positive I know why she ghosted me afterwards.
Oh, why?
Well, on the date, I jokingly brought up Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was
how? How? In what context? We got it. This is important.
That can't be the reason, though.
No, hold on. Let him tell me. It could be, Jax.
It could be.
Yeah, it could. Go ahead, man.
I was a little nervous, and I basically, you know, I suggested that our next call maybe should be the weekend of the 14th, and I gave her a little wink, and I think...
That's a chill joke. That's not funny.
It's not like you planned a hot air balloon ride at
dawn. Yeah, exactly.
Listen, man, if she did ghost you for that, she's not worth it.
Yeah.
But
or she's jealous that she can't wink.
But that was sort of right after that, you didn't hear from her again.
Yeah, I mean, it slowly kind of started to dissipate. So it was, now I'm not hearing back from her at all.
Fade.
But it was like a slow ghost fade.
Yeah. All right. So here's what we're going to do.
We're going to call her next. We're going to find out what happened, and you're going to be listening on the phone.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Bobby's story is interesting because Bobby's one of the few people who calls Ghosted who says, you know what, guys? I think I know the reason. Yeah. So Bobby and Jody met on Bumble, did a FaceTime date. Bobby, why do you think that you were ghosted?
I think it's because on our first date, I brought up Valentine's Day, and I winked at her, and I think the wink and the Valentine's Day creeped her out in some kind of way. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Do you have a creepy wink? Be honest with
yourself. I don't think so. No. You know, I don't practice it in the mirror, but I mean, it's a regular wink.
But the way that you said it was like nice and light and silly and like, I don't think she would have taken
it
that too seriously.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Hopefully
you
didn't like received that
unless
way.
You're lying to us, which
sometimes finger gun?
People do.
Finger gun? No finger gun. Please
that
God. You didn't do that,
no
did you, Bobby?
Gun.
Okay, good.
No finger gun. No used car salesman.
Then it's like we don't need to make the call at that point. So I just want to say, man, quick question. You sure you want to hear the answer to this? Sometimes they're really harsh. It can be really bruising to your ego. Are you sure you want to go ahead with it?
I want to know if I screwed it up all the way, if I should move forward. I kind of really like her, so I want to know if this is worth it.
Fair enough. Let's give Jody a call.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Looking for Jody.
Hi. This is Jody.
Jody, it's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. How are you today?
Oh, my God, no way.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what are you guys calling about?
What do you think we're calling about?
Okay, I'm a huge fan of the show, so I have to guess that either I won something or you're calling about Bobby and I'm ghosted.
We'll take answer two for 300.
I like that she's equally as excited for both.
Congratulations, Jody. You're on Ghosted.
Yay! You did it. You
made
it.
What happened, Jody?
Bobby's listening, right?
He's not listening.
Yeah, Bobby's on the phone. Yes, Bobby is on the phone. Bobby, you can say hi.
Hi, Jody. How are you doing?
Hi, Bobby. I am so sorry. Okay, I listen to the show all the time, so I don't want to be one of those people who's like a complete like hot mess. I don't want people to judge me. And I'm not going to say anything cliche because I know that's like ruder than the truth. So I'm just going to be super honest. I just have to tell you about me. I'm so sorry. I just like wasn't feeling myself. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like hard to explain. Like, I haven't been on a date in like 6 months. And then we had our little thing, and I was just like, ugh, you know, it's been hard. I can't really go out. I haven't even got my nails done. So I just, like, feel gross, and I'm not, like, the best version of myself right now. And trying to date over FaceTime, especially, is just, like, the worst. And I was like, I just need to take a step back. I just want to regroup my life, kind of get myself together. And then try dating in a couple of months. I should have ghosted you. I'm sorry. I didn't know how to explain that. And I was like, I'm just going to ghost this guy. And then I'll give it another chance in a few months. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. I thank you for being honest. I mean, if you want to take your time and text me whenever you feel your best self, I mean, I'm definitely cool with that. I think you're a really great girl. You're definitely worth waiting for. So, I mean, I want to get to know you better for sure.
Okay, I had fun, and I'll definitely text you for sure. I think we should try again.
This is very wholesome.
This is sweet. You guys both have therapists.
I can smell
somebody who's had, because we all have therapists too, by the way.
Good for you for recognizing what's going on for you, though.
Yeah, so here's what we'll say. We're going to leave it here, but whatever you guys end up doing for the second date, we will Uber Eats you the food or give you the bottle of wine, whatever you want.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you, guys.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Can you guys say, like, one rude thing to each other?
No. Whatever happens, take good care of each other, okay?
Like, Bobby, you smell, and
well,
Jody,
she doesn't know that. She can't confirm that.
Right? Bobby, you look like you smell.
TJ, let this one be.
Bobby and Jody. Congratulations. You're both the most mature people in
history. Yeah, you did it.
Wow. And thank you both. And we wish you both the best going forward. Please stay safe.
Thank you, guys. Yeah,
thank
you too.
Thank you.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So we get the instant reactions now, and we get your full-on, like, in-depth paragraph written reactions on Instagram after, because we throw the videos up on Instagram. You can watch us do basically anything on this show. Mm-hmm. So what do we got, TJ? Instantly.
From the 647, I hope to get married one day. No pressure.
Wow.
Another what else one. We got? Thanks, guys. Now I'm crying in my car. LOL. They are the best. Oh, my God. My heart. I love it. They should be together.
Yes.
These two melt my heart. Most polite people ever. I want a guy to wait for me while I get my S word together.
My favorite text message that we just got is boring.
Like, I know.
We're so jaded.
Yeah.
We just wanted them to fight. That's it.
You know what? I have to say I agree. They are a little boring, but that's what makes a good love story, right? It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings. With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Toronto Raptors has launched a line of Black Lives Matter apparel. Yes. It's the apparel that the Raptors wore down in the NBA bubble in Orlando this past summer. Now it's available to the general public. The team partnered with Canadian apparel company Peace Collective to help produce the gear. 100% of the proceeds from the apparel are going to go to support local organizations and nonprofits, which is fantastic. Dua Lipa has been named one of Time's next 100 most influential people. This is obviously a list of emerging personalities who are shaping the future. We have a collective crush on Dua Lipa, so we're a little biased. But some other people from the music world on that list: Phoebe Bridgers, Olivia Rodrigo, who you just heard, Lil Baby, and Doja Cat, which is pretty neat. Someone in Burlington is about to lose $1 million. According to OLG, a Lottomax prize of $1 million was drawn on February 25th of last year, and the person has yet to claim their reward.
Oh my God.
The winning selection for the prize was 06, 13, 14, 17, 31, 34, 50.
Shut me.
And it was sold in Burlington. And you have 1 year to check it before it's void.
Have you called your brother?
Oh, my brother is in Burlington. No, my brother would know. He likes.
Yeah.
He would know, because here's the thing.
Okay.
He likes sports betting a lot, I can't imagine he would just sit on a lottery ticket for a year.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, this lottery ticket's probably just sitting under someone's like car seat or something.
Yeah. Or like they accidentally lost it and they're like, whatever. What are the odds?
What I wonder what percentage of prizes go unclaimed. Like, because it's just not a believable thing that you're ever gonna win. And it would be interesting if they released the figures every year of, like, here are the winnings that went unclaimed. I bet you people would hang on to their tickets.
Does the money just go back in the pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
99% of prize money is eventually given out to winners.
Okay.
That's from OLG, but that's a couple years old.
Okay. Winner, Daniel. There you go.
Good word association, Jax.
You know, it
just pops. Yeah, okay.
It's cool that you did that.
It she haunts really, me. That's
you know what
haunts
I love
me.
About Jax? She really furthers the conversation.
You know what?
Yeah, yeah.
TJ talking about
now do your impression of the Coinstar machine in Metro. You know, when you put your coins in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Have you ever done the Coinstar machine, Jax?
Oh, do you want me to talk now?
I always want you to talk. Wow. Whoa. You know, lashing out.
Yeah, there we go. Here I am.
She felt cornered, so she had to bite us.
Let's wrap it up, boys.
Like a crazed raccoon. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you smarter than a bunch of radio people?
Probably.
Probably.
Is that the segment name? I like
that's
it.
The, sorry, that is the segment name. And here's so we're going to play this game. You're going to play along in the car. And I want you to text your answers in. And on our system, tell us if you won. Producer Jesse, what are the rules of this game? It's the same as yesterday, but...
So I give you the name of an artist, and you have to guess their most streamed song.
Okay.
Now, I won yesterday with 2 points.
Adam, stop it.
Jax and TJ both got one. And TJ just slipped one in at the end there.
He was okay, all right.
It was not TJ's day. Let's throw it out there.
It wasn't, but that wasn't part of the story.
Okay.
It's okay.
Producer Jesse, first artist.
First up is Post Malone. What's his most streamed song of all time?
Circles.
Rockstar.
I'm going to say Rockstar. And I want it to be Sunflower, but I think it's Rockstar.
The correct answer is Rockstar.
Yes!
Look at that.
There you go.
Yeah. Adam Wilde piggybacking on TJ's answer. Oh, good thing I'm here, huh, Adam?
Next up, Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of great songs before streaming really took off.
And those numbers don't count.
They don't?
Yeah.
No, okay.
I'm going to go with Shake It Off.
I'm going to go Cardigan.
Ew. Really?
What? Ew.
Just trust me. Trust Papa.
He might be right on that, yeah, because it is the number one album of last year.
Yep.
Okay. I don't like when you call yourself Papa.
I feel like it's something from the Reputation album.
Let's Shake It Off.
So
guys,
it's either look what you made me do or Delicate. That's what I think. I think Delicate's the better song, but I think it's going to be Look What You Made Me Do.
It's I Don't Want to Live Forever.
What?
It's our most streamed song ever.
To be fair, like, because you have the Taylor Swift camp and the Zayn camp, it makes sense.
Was Cardigan up there?
It was, I think, top 10-ish. Not barely. I don't know.
Don't even have to throw it barely. You chose to add that one.
All right.
This is TJ's favorite thing to do, by the way.
Really,
I'm not competitive.
He gets really aggressive.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh no. I'm like blanking on some of her song names.
Okay.
Malibu.
Honestly, maybe.
It's a big song.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Party in the USA.
No.
Wow. All right.
I don't know. I shouldn't say no.
Nope. I'm going to say Wrecking Ball.
The correct answer is Party in the USA.
Yeah!
TJ!
Besides that Taylor Swift answer, he's off the flying.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Do you want more?
Yes.
All right. Maroon 5.
Oh, no.
It's a hard one, too.
Ilk.
I don't know.
Well, it's sort of like, again, what was big after Spotify really took off? I know, you know, there's like those Spotify like hipsters who are like, well, I had a blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, whatever.
Moves
all of us got
like
in 2015.
Jagger.
God.
Girls Like You.
What do you think, Adam? I'm trying. I can't think.
He's looking off into the distance.
What you got?
Come on, old girl.
What was that song that they sang that was kind of down tempo?
Every song?
They got the hot lead singer, so it's okay.
Yeah. Bad tattoos, but he's hot, so who cares?
I thought you were the winner, huh?
You know what? I was the winner, but today's tough. Today's tough. Okay, I'm going to say something stupid like payphone.
Sugar. So nobody
Sugar.
Got that. Correct.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that song exists. Yeah. All right. All right.
Last one?
Last one. Let's do it again.
Right. Do I have any points?
See if I can tie up with TJ here. At least walk away with a split.
I could come from behind here, guys.
You can't.
Okay. All right. Another hard one. Today's were hard.
Wait, should we make this like 2 points then? So Jax can tie us?
No.
Okay. Jax off.
Leave me.
I want to win so badly.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Shallow.
Oh.
I actually think it's Shallow as well.
I also think it's Shallow.
3 for 3. Hey!
Hey! You did that to us on purpose.
Hey, I just want to shout out TJ for winning this
look
round.
Look at that.
There you go.
Had a rough day yesterday, but he's right back in the game.
Surrounded by losers.
Whoa.
You know who
has
yet to win is Jax. Wow.
Yeah.
We'll see about that tomorrow.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, what does your email signature say about you? When you sign off an email, what do you say?
I say cheers.
Okay.
Cheers-TJ.
Jax?
Take care, Jax, and then I have, like, the show name under it.
I say, please email me back, for God's sake. No,
no, you don't.
It's always like, I actually don't even... We're talking about like best regards, cheers, yours truly, whatever it is that you write. I don't actually use one at all, and I don't know how this makes me look. However, there is a TikTok that went viral yesterday talking about this. So, the first one up is best, and this is apparently what best says about you.
No thoughts, just vibes.
No thoughts, just vibes.
Oh, I can live with that.
Is best what you use?
No, I don't use it. I use cheers, but now
cheers,
I know what that
is.
Yours is coming, by the way.
Oh, good.
Oh, I know. I know.
Mean I'm a fun guy.
Yeah. All right.
Cool guy alert.
This is what, if you use kind regards, apparently this is what it says about you.
You make a gorgeous cup of tea and your favorite position is missionary.
Kind regards also says this.
You made a typo or you are the king.
Okay. Now the next one is just regards. So you drop the kind.
Yeah.
And it's just regards.
I wouldn't be surprised if you've committed actual murder in your lifetime.
It's pretty short.
Now, TJ is Cheers, right?
I am, yeah.
Okay. So this is what it says about you.
You're not like other cogs in the machine because you only drink craft beer.
That's right, man.
Now, I am drinking some Bone Shaker and other craft beers.
When Cheers, I will say something, and this is not you, but when somebody writes Cheers, I always think of them as a bro. Like, yeah. If somebody writes...
Well, that's me. Yeah. You know, nothing screams...
I always feel like it's British people.
Yeah.
That usually use Cheers, right? Yeah. It seems to be a British sort of phrase. Do you not... You know what I mean?
My family is super British, we've always kind of said Cheers when we get off the phone with each other. So it's...
So you put in your email signature.
In my work email now.
All right. Yours faithfully, which is what I can't say I've ever seen unless it's from your great aunt.
Yeah.
You're a bit much.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. How about just thanks?
Uh-oh.
Now, does thanks make... That one, when someone says thanks, it fills me with dread because I know they've made a request and they're upset with me.
Thanks. It's never thanks.
If there's an exclamation mark, it's warmer.
Yes.
Here's what thanks says about you.
A stone cold bitch who doesn't care if the receiver of your email lives or dies.
Yeah, it's fair.
Now, this is another one I don't think you see often anymore because I feel like this is more like Queen Victoria is still the queen and you're writing a letter from, you know...
Yeah, by candlelight.
Yeah, exactly, in a quill.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, hold on. It's yours sincerely, by the way.
Oh. Okay, Jane Austen. Where's your parchment and quill?
Right?
All
right.
Oh, man.
How about this one? Talk soon. How do you feel when someone says talk soon?
I like that.
It sounds... Yeah. No, it sounds a little bit invasive. Like, little bit intimidating. Invasive, intimidating.
All right, so this is what they say about talk soon.
You have no intention of talking soon.
I like talk soon. I think it's sweet.
I read it as talk soon.
And here's what I love, too. There are people that will do this on social media, this last one. This last one drives me crazy. They put the first letter...
Of their name.
Of their name or their last name.
Oh.
Okay. And you'll see people on Facebook, and it'll just be like, dash, J. Like, as if someone else wrote it?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Or that people call you Jay.
Here's what they say.
I am, quite frankly, terrified of you and the status you hold in society.
I'm jealous of those people, because my name is TJ, and I can't just sign up with T, because it's like, what, I quit halfway through?
That's true.
Yeah.
You could sometimes
what I do is I do dash T, and then bracket TJ, and
for,
bracket.
Your last name's O'Halloran, so it could be O, comma H.
I could
from
do
the,
that.
From the O.
From
O. O daddy.
I think you should stick with Cheers. I do.
See? Yeah. It sounded bad at first, and now it works.
So here's what we're asking. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. You've heard about all of those. What's your email signature actually say? Jack says it's Jax999VirtualRadio.
It says take care. I always sign off take care.
Take care.
Exclamation
mark. What does? Mm. Even in your emails, you're polite.
Yeah. Hit us up. Let us know what yours is. We want to know.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What does your email signature say about you? So what we've been asking for, what you actually write. Is it regards, kind regards, yours sincerely, thanks, talk soon? What are you going for?
A lot of really interesting ones getting texted in the 999 from the 905. All the best from the 416. Oh, yeah. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah.
That's kind of like fun and informal. Hey, thanks a bunch.
But you've still made a request.
Yeah.
You're trying to couch your request in nice language, but you've made a request. And it's a lot. You're asking a lot.
From the 226, I use talk soon because I'm in sales and you want to try and convince the person that they want to respond and that they will talk to you and buy my stuff.
That's why I like chat soon or something. That would work.
That's a good one. Okay. From the 289, I say in unity. So like in unity.
I don't know what that means.
TJ. We're united.
I'm going to look that up. You keep going.
Okay. From the 647 minus, thank you, have a nice day. Then my name and department's phone number, fax number. Mm-hmm. Fax number? I mean, we're going to still have a fax number.
People still fax.
I don't actually sign off anything after. I just leave the automatic one sent above. You need to start because you are terrifying everyone who has an email correspondence. If you get an email from our boss and there's no sign off, are you not overthinking?
No,
okay, well,
I don't
listen,
overthink it, no.
I
as
never
somebody
do it.
Who overthinks everything all the time, always, I would think about that for 4 days and four nights.
I had to have a chat with, when I was working at Virgin Radio Halifax, like 10 years ago, we had a boss who would respond to things with K, and it would be a lower place.
Oh, yeah.
No,
and
then and he didn't know.
Yeah.
So everybody got into the station all the time thinking he was mad, and then finally somebody sat him down and said, like, listen, Rob, you can't.
Like, do you understand how that makes people feel? He's like, I have no idea. I didn't know that.
Aww.
And so he changed it. And he's like,
he's
okay,
so
great.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like, now I got to write a full sentence every time someone responds. It's like, yeah, you do, man.
He sent him a picture of you kissing and blowing it at them.
By the way, in unity means exactly what it sounds like. I just wanted to check and see if it meant something else, some weird old English thing. No, it just means like you and I are united.
Yeah.
That's assuming a lot on an email.
I thought it meant something darker or something.
I thought so too.
Like
some cult, sort of.
Yeah.
If someone on your project sends you in unity and then their name and like you're in this together, like you kind of want to get done what they're getting because clearly they think there's some sort of team aspect.
What if I'm not feeling united?
You have to. It implies that you have to.
Fair enough.
from the 647, my current signature says, sent while socially distancing and includes a mask wearing emoji. I feel like it's very fitting for the current time.
That's cool. Hey, I got a question. If you have an auto-generated signature, so you write an email and the signature, boop, is right there, which is what I have.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And mine just says Adam Wild, 99.9 Virgin Radio, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Do I need to sign it off with like dash Adam or yours truly?
I think you leave it.
You just write the email and you go. Right?
No, so I have an automatic signature on my Gmail and I still write like, take care, Jax.
Why do you need to have it twice?
Because it's just warmer.
I don't know.
I also drizzle my entire email with exclamation marks because I'm scared people are going to be mad at me. So.
Hey, what's up? It's Jack.
Periods don't exist
in
emails. Yeah. I'm not mad. Yeah. I got two more I want to read you from the 905. Right. I usually say thank you, but if I sent more than one request regarding what I need or I know you're wrong, I just put thanks. Meaning, okay, thanks, bye, I'm done with this combo.
I see.
And I just say thanks when I'm fed up. Oh, well. And last one here from the 416 I love. I sign off with stay positive, test negative.
I love it.
Honestly, well done. That's the best one. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Ariana Grande.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A little heartwarming story to kick off your morning. We love a David versus Goliath story. When the little guy can overcome adversity and win over the big evil bad guy. Well, we have good news. Jeff Bezos just beat out Elon Musk to reclaim his spot as the world's richest person.
Oh, wow.
The two of them.
Way to go, Jeff. You
clapping.
Did it, bud.
I'm not clapping for that, man.
I think we should. This happened after Tesla's share dropped 2.4% this week. Jeff Bezos is now worth $191 billion compared to Elon Musk, who's worth a measly $190 billion.
Ha! Loser.
Shout out, Jeff. Hey, the trailer's out for a new YouTube documentary series with Demi Lovato in which she reveals she had three strokes and a heart attack after her overdose in 2018. She revealed that her near-fatal drug overdose was much more serious than fans ever knew. Her doctor said that she had 5 to 10 minutes more to live. The 28-year-old pop star says she hopes to set the record straight about what really happened when she was hospitalized for a heroin overdose in 2018. Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil, comes out March 23rd. Hey, someone in Burlington's about to lose $1 million, or as Jeff Bezos calls it, whatever. According to OLG, a lot of max prize of $1 million was drawn on February 25th of last year, and that person has yet to claim the reward. The winning numbers were 06, 13, 14, 17, 31, 34, and 50, and it was sold in Burlington. So if you're in Burlington, maybe check your lottery tickets because you could have $1 million waiting on you. Waiting on you. That's what's trending. I'm
sure.
TJ.
Yeah, absolutely. Waiting for you. Just at a street corner.
Waiting for you. Yeah.
Hey, are you here? I'm waiting.
All right.
That's what $1 million says.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I would like to, if I could, share some good news regarding the current situation that everybody finds themselves in.
That would be wonderful.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We all find ourselves in this situation, and I picked the happy music because I wanted it to echo and reinforce my point. Now, we are all a little frustrated and upset about what's going on, especially with the vaccine.
Yeah.
And you have every right to be because we are 6 to 8 weeks behind schedule, depending upon who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
The reality was that they had to build another factory so that they could up the vaccine dosages. So you're probably wondering, hey, when am I going to be able to get this damn thing?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So they released some estimated COVID vaccine supply information about an hour ago, and I think you'd find this interesting.
Okay.
So they're saying between January and March, which is the quarter that we're currently in, about 3 million people, or 8% of the population, will be able to be vaccinated. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so let's take care of the elderly.
Yep.
Let's take care of personal support workers. Let's take care of frontliners. Okay? Yeah. That's more than 8% of the population, but elderly first.
Yes.
That's the big one. April to June.
Here we go.
between, and there's, and again, this depends on distribution, but they're saying about 14.5 million Canadians will be able to be vaccinated.
Sweet. And what's the population, like
36.
36
million. So
36.6.
So they're saying, and again, this is a wide berth, 38 to 64%
incredible.
Will be able to be vaccinated between April and June. So chances are, you're probably going to get vaccinated
pretty
in June,
soon, yeah.
Or by from July to September, when we'll have 79 million total doses, 100% plus of the population.
That's fantastic.
We're in the second last week of February.
Right.
Keep pushing through.
And
March.
I know what the press conferences were like yesterday.
Oh,
and I know it was ugly or whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, follow the local laws if you're in the whatever zone you're in.
Yeah.
And we're all fed up and we're all sick and we're all tired. I just want you to know there
just
is a light
home.
At the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's gonna get warmer. And we're going to get vaccinated and things are going to start coming together.
Exactly.
You know what it's like? You know when you're at the end of a long road trip and you really, really have to pee? And you see, like you see the sign for your hometown. So like for me, for it was Brampton, like when I was growing up and we would see the welcome to Brampton sign. I'd be like, ah, we're 10 minutes from home. I can hold it.
This feels like...
It's a great comparison.
Oh, no. Along those lines, this feels like you're in mid-May and high school ends at the end of June.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know what I mean? And you're in shop class and you're just drilling holes in the wood.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm going to hang on, but barely. Yeah.
I was going to say when you leave after school, it smells like spring, but drilling wood works.
Yeah. Who had the best metaphor? Texas, 999-999.
Oh,
Jax,
God.
What's your metaphor? Go.
What's that? Oh, just leaving at 3 p.m. It smells like spring and you know summer's on the way. That's what it feels like just these next couple of weeks. We just have to hang on.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.